The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's all brought to you once again by BetMGM Nevada. Gil Alexander, Jeff Parlay is here as well, producer number 5 and 8. We just saw Fake Wyatt in the studio for the first time ever. Why do you think that was, Jeff? Any ideas? I don't know either.
Usually I think it has to do with horns.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
Burn orange. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Vinny Maliulo, Chrissy Andrews, still to come in studio this hour. Chrissy making a special Friday appearance on the show. Can't wait for guesting lines this year. Looking forward to that. And we'll also hear from Ben Wilson. Ben Wilson will be in studio. Ben Wilson to talk college baseball. And again, if you're just tuning in, this is quite the stretch around here between the Warriors. Again, all bets are different, right? The Warriors made early in the regular season for me to win it all. That got home. Obviously, the Banchero Michigas from this past week and from the past 24 hours, which again, chronicled beautifully by Ben Fox at VSiN.com. Check out his article. Drew Dinsick is in there. Bill Krakenberger in there as well. Both who cashed alongside on this show here in the last week. And then now there's Ole Miss. Ole Miss on the horizon as a 100-1 shot to win the College Baseball World Series. A 2-of-3 series with Oklahoma. Jeff, all I did yesterday between this show and the draft itself, right? Because I had the Banchero thing going and Ole Miss. June 23rd. Who would think in a calendar that June 23rd would be one of your biggest decisions? In 365 days. And so I just sort of sat there and I watched Ole Miss every pitch, getting Ole Miss home. They do get it done 2-0 against Arkansas. Just a beautiful pitch game by DeLucia for Ole Miss getting the Rebels to the finals. And then just quiet, just checking the odds all day. And then the Woj backtrack that sent it home. First in the mix, followed by he's your front runner. What a day.
Are you doing anything with Oklahoma?
So this is what I'm, you know, I haven't done anything yet. I didn't do anything yesterday, right? People ask, did you do anything yesterday? Nope.
What, for the first pick? There's nothing to do yesterday for the first pick, though.
No. I'm talking about for Ole Miss.
Oh, now you're talking about Ole Miss Arkansas. Okay.
Yeah, because yes. Ole Miss was in an elimination
situation. Correct.
And the answer is I didn't do anything because I knew they had their ace going, and I was confident in that. Best of three, will I do anything before game one? Probably not. Might I do something before a game three? If it came to that, yeah, it's a different story. But we'll be in here Monday for that. That's a whole other subject. But believe me, it's rattling around in my head, that's for sure. Jason Weingarten joins us now from under a cloud of smoke in Southern California. You can follow him on Twitter, at Spreadopedia. He, of course, is the host of The Wide World of Weingarten. How you doing, Jason?
Pretty good. Sorry I can't get the video working. I can't hear you through my earpiece this morning.
Oh, that's not good. Well, we're glad we have you via the old Alexander Graham Bell invention of the telephone. We still got that working. So you know where I'm going first here with this. Obviously, this has been quite the stretch for Shohei Ohtani. Arguably, and I'm not sure how you argue against it, quite frankly, but arguably the best statistical 24-hour period in the history of baseball between what he did first as a hitter, 2-home-run, 8-RBI game, followed by what he did on the mound in an 8-inning, no-earned-run, 2-hit performance in which he threw a career-high 13 Ks. Now, Aaron Judge gets the base-winning knock in a dramatic Yankees win last night in the Bronx. Where do you stand on, and I'll give you choices. A, reasonable minds can disagree. B, oh, it's Aaron Judge because he plays for the Yankees, and that's always going to be a bias for voters. Or C, there's no debate here. Let's be honest. This is ridiculous. Shohei Ohtani is just on another level, period. Where do you fall?
There's really no debate here. But I think that when I say stuff like that, people take it to mean that I don't think Aaron Judge is good. And that's entirely not the case. You know, he's having an incredible season. He's an incredible player, and he's going to get paid a lot of money this off season. It's just he doesn't also pitch, and he doesn't do hitting and pitching well. In this case, and it's just a thing about, you know, betting and odds, you know, I only care about this because it's a betting market. Otherwise, you know, it's just a debate that has, you know, no real meaning or impact.
Mm-hmm.
But from a betting perspective, still getting 4-1 or 4.5-1 on the best player in baseball alive is insane. You know, I'm fairly confident that this is something I'm going to bet more money on, you know, in the coming days.
That was my next question, because I plan on doing it too. I think I'm going to add more to Ohtani. You're of that same notion. And I think one of the points that you make that, you know, again, people are going to have their opinions. But when you talk about the voters themselves and how, you know, it was unanimous last year, and you just very rationally talk about that aspect of it, the fact that it was unanimous last year, the notion that somehow would, you know, somehow get eroded enough to not be an Ohtani vote seems a peculiar one just on that assessment alone, right?
And not only that, but he's probably overall playing slightly better. He's pitching better year over year. So if you think all of a sudden the voters, remember there's only 30 Baseball Writer Association voters to begin with, but you think year over year they're going to go from unanimous MVP to, oh no, Judge is the MVP this year because he hit a lot of home runs and the Yankees are winning a lot of games, which both are true, but I just don't see it. I could be wrong, but I'm just handicapping the voting body here, and, you know, 4.5-1. If there's a 5-1 out there, if anyone wants my business, you know, I'd gladly come to wherever to bet it if I can get a better number. But I just don't understand what's going on right now, other than people like Aaron Judge and think he's going to win.
Yet you would concede, I'm just trying to get a little concession here from you, you would concede that you'd feel that much better if the Angels actually got into the postseason, right?
Absolutely. I'd also feel much better if Aaron Judge had a bad week or two. You know, it would make me feel better if I could control all these things, but at the end of the day, all I'm looking for is Ohtani to remain healthy, and I'm looking for benchmark numbers from Ohtani, and a playoff appearance would really seal it, I think, because that would be something that they did this year that they didn't do last year. But, you know, I don't really see what we're even arguing. And I know it's going to be a long summer of continuing to argue this, and people are going to write, you know, the same stuff they wrote about Vlad last year. But, you know, it's look at what's in front of you. It's not a trick question. We already have the answer.
Yeah.
It was the unanimous MVP last year. Don't overthink this one.
We already have the answer. Don't overthink this one. I love that. How about Cy Young? Are you betting Ohtani to win the Cy Young at much longer odds? 22-1 last I saw?
I already did. That was one of my two bets before the season. Actually, my two AL Cy Young bets before the season were McClanahan and Ohtani, so I'm more or less happy with what I got in the AL. I've added a couple small guys, but I'm doing pretty well in that market.
Who are the small guys you added, Jason?
I don't know, like Logan Gilbert, none of the Blue Jay guys. I'm trying to think. Someone else who's near the top. Nothing exciting.
Okay. What bets did you make for today?
Phillies. Got Phillies minus 123. I like that a lot. Continuing to fade Mackenzie Gore. I've had some success doing that recently. And Braves, bet Braves plus 118. You got Dodgers on the road. I think that's an interesting one. And I'm looking at the Pirates. I was kind of hoping I was going to get a better price. Plus 185 is what I got now. But if it gets a little higher, if it gets into the 190s, I'm going to play the Pirates against the Rays.
Yankees adjusted season win total, 106. Over, slightly juiced, minus 120. What do you do?
I mean, I looked at their schedule, and they just have so many, you know, not good to bad teams that they get to beat up against. That number is not out of reach. It's just not a very bettable number, you know?
Dodgers, 99. All of these at William Hill, by the way. Shout out to Eric Biggio and the great job they do at William Hill. And thank you for taking big Paolo Banchero bets, by the way, guys. 99, Dodgers.
Same thing. They have the people to get there. Wouldn't give you much wiggle room either way. Is they have a Reds number up again?
Yes, they do. Reds, 66.
66? That's way too high. That should be a couple wins lower.
66, yeah.
I might bet that again. I bet like 64.5. I might bet 66.
All right. Any other requests? I'm taking requests on teams. You got another request?
I'm just looking. I want to bet more on Ohtani, but I want the best numbers. So if there's any books out there in Vegas that want me to come by next week, you know,
Jason, you go right ahead. You use this show as your platform to ask for bookmakers to take bets. I am all about that. By the way, Wide World of Weingarten podcast, we don't stop and ask this enough. How many episodes a week are you doing now?
As many as I can. I'm having some trouble with the audio stuff right now, but we're gonna get one out today. I got user quest listener questions coming, all sorts of stuff. It's, you know, it's just sometimes there's only so much talk about futures, but then other times I can just talk about them all day, and there's really a lot to talk about all the time.
No question about it. Listen, as I said, this is late June, and I've never had a more exciting stretch of sports betting, perhaps ever. So I mean that's the fascinating part about this. It's always interesting. Jason Weingarten, everybody, at Spreadopedia on Twitter. Thank you as always, Jason.
Thanks for having me. A lot of fun.
Jason Weingarten, the Wide World of Weingarten podcast, a must listen. Available where all podcasts are distributed. Ben Wilson in studio. College baseball next. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market. As fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah! The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here. For only $19, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today, and you'll get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage, premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at VSiN.com/summer. It's Gil Alexander. Ben Wilson in studio. How you doing, Ben?
Oh, I'm great, Gil. This is I can't believe we're actually here. I was filling in for Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Three, four weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that we're now at this point where like Ole Miss is still here, where I could not have ever imagined the picks going as well as they have. I've been on the right side of every bit of variance here. But at the end of the day, I mean, the teams we liked at the start, like, they've all kind of lived up to expectations, and now two of the teams we were on from the beginning, Oklahoma and Ole Miss, like, this is it, and here we go.
It has, in addition to the futures, right, and again, from the Warriors to Boncaro to Ole Miss, it's increasing mm-hmm. dollars, right, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But the day-to-day markets in these college baseball, and not only the World Series, but the regionals and the super regionals before that, can't stress enough, and this is for next year for people, but can't stress enough how the market is illiquid enough where I don't know if it's the alumni of certain schools dominate over other alumni, where, again, I'll take like Southern Miss versus Ole Miss. Southern Miss just kept taking money. Ole Miss was dog prices every day. Oklahoma, dog prices early, talking regionals mm-hmm. and super regionals. Arkansas, same thing. And you could bet these, and we did. And by the way, we bet a lot of overs too when those were working out. So, I mean, in the end, even if you didn't have a future, what a great thing this has been.
No question. Well, did you see yesterday? Everybody was running to bet Arkansas. I mean,
everybody.
It was like, wait, you have one of the best pitchers in the country going for Ole Miss, a team who had a pretty significant bullpen advantage as far as the arms available to them. And the thing I loved about that game was Ole Miss hits, I mean, they hit righties nearly 300 and mm-hmm. lefties like 240. And Arkansas used all their lefties except one in that first game that they had to win on Wednesday. So it just didn't make much sense. And, I mean, Arkansas still pitched really well. Noland was a stud. But, you know, you get some of these line moves and you just sit there and you're like, what do people see in this? Because it just doesn't make sense. These are coin flips at best.
Right.
And that was yet another one. You could have, I mean, I bet it at minus 105, but you could have got plus money at the end.
Plus 105.
Yeah, you could have got plus money at the very end.
By the end, I couldn't resist it. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll add here, plus 105.
Yeah.
By the way, people got the run line home. I think that was like minus 120. I mean, it was just unbelievable. plus even more. So, I mean, but I think it really does come down to the how liquid these markets are and how illiquid they are. And that's again, just the theme of what we're talking about with the draft and other things. Like, every one of these things is a different environment, and you have to be able to suss out, right? There's a reason why they'll take $5 bajillion on an NFL game, right? It's the most efficient market going. These are not that. So Jeff asked me a question earlier, and we'll bring in Jeff Parlay as well, because I want to get Jeff's thoughts on the draft, because you guys did primetime action last night.
We did. Oh, did we have,
what a
did we
great
have
night.
A ball or what? What I mean, a, that was...
What a great night to do that.
It took me like 3
show.
Hours to unwind last night. My head was just like... it was crazy trying to find everything going on. And I mean, I know you've been through this many a time.
No, but this is... you seized on it. Exactly. Like, it took me... The whole buzz of the Boncaro thing took me like 2 or 3 hours to come down from. Only this morning am I like, okay, now it's all about Ole Miss, right? But you guys, you had a great night to do primetime action. And what we missed earlier, because I asked Adam Stanko his thoughts on winners and losers here, which, you know, is a ridiculous exercise the next day. But Jeff is a Knicks guy.
No, I'm not.
No?
No.
Not anymore?
Never really was to begin with.
What is your basketball team?
Was the Nets, and then they moved to Brooklyn. And I went to college in Missouri. So I don't really have that... It's much more enjoyable in sport, enjoying a sport without rooting interest.
Jeff's That's a Spirits of St. Louis fan, clearly.
Yes, apparently, yes.
On that answer.
But
clearly.
The greatest St. Louis Spirits interview conducted ever?
I imagine it had to involve Bob Costas.
It did. Bob Costas interviewed Marvin Bad News Barnes. Do you know this story?
Is this the, I went
no,
back.
Don't give the punchline away.
Won't say it.
So in those days,
right.
ABA games, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had little jumper plane, you know, little flights because they're not going very far. And I don't know if they had a game in Omaha maybe or something.
It was Louisville.
Louisville, thank you. Louisville. And so Marvin Bad News Barnes saw the itinerary, and because they were going back a time zone, and so like flight left at, let's say, 4:43 p.m., arrives in Louisville at 4:12 p.m.
Right.
Right? Louisville time. Anyway, Marvin Bad News Barnes said, he goes, I'm taking the bus. And Costas was like, why? And Marvin Bad News Barnes goes, because I ain't getting in no damn time machine.
Yeah.
I love that.
Marvin Barnes, if he played today, would be absolutely beloved by NBA Twitter.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
It's a great story. There are a lot of great documentaries, by the way, on the Spirit of St. Louis.
You know those guys? Was it the owners of the Spirit of St. Louis?
The owners who got all that money, yeah.
Who are still making money from the NBA.
Yep.
Business deal of all time.
Of all time.
In sports.
In anything.
Or maybe even anything.
In anything.
Certainly in sports. Yeah.
It's an amazing story. Anyway, the Knicks, though.
Team,
but what do you think?
Laughable last night. I mean, they legitimately traded everything and ended up with nothing last night. The team that I thought that did the best, though, was Oklahoma City.
I did, too. I'm surprised Greco didn't start with that.
Because they didn't panic when Smith didn't go one. They stuck to their thoughts and took Chet Holmgren, which is perfect for that type of team. I love Ben and I talked about this last night. I love Jalen Williams.
That's my dude. Love that guy.
Awesome scorer. Now, let's see what type of role he gets in the NBA. But that guy's going to be quite good. And then the kid from France, Jiang, who they got in the trade for the Knicks. Raw, but they're not ready to win yet. I thought Oklahoma City had as good of a draft as anyone. Detroit as well, for sticking with Ivy, not trading him, keeping him, getting Durin in that trade from the Knicks as well.
Isn't it interesting that Detroit was like, yeah, we want to pair Ivy with Cade Cunningham, but the Kings were like, yeah, I don't know if we want to pair him with De'Aaron Fox.
Well, again, we're dealing with the Kings,
yes,
and drafts. They're not very good at drafting. And for Detroit, like, Ben, I made this point to you last night. It doesn't matter if the Pistons go 33-49 this year. If by year three of Cunningham and year two and Ivy, they're ready to be a playoff team, that's when they need to be on track. They're on track for that right now.
Was Bidlin with you guys last night? Bidlin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did he have a glorious tweet that will be forever etched in Twitter history? Do we have Kelly's?
We did not.
Give me a minute.
It's going to be hard to ever outlive what he tweeted.
We should have a Kelly Bidlin thought every NBA draft, for those who don't know what we're talking about.
Kelly Bidlin thought.
Kelly Bidlin, was it 12 years ago or 11 years ago, whenever Kawhi was drafted, the famous tweet where he's like, I'm sorry. You have to do it in the Kelly Bidlin voice. But I've seen Kawhi Leonard play 10 times, and Chris Singleton
is
going to be a better ball. By the way, I totally get it because I thought Chris Singleton was going to be great too. But anyway, the freezing cold takes guy retweets this every year. And so, I don't know. It should be a VSiN tradition that Kelly Bidlin gives his thought.
It really should be.
On a yearly basis. We have it right here? Oh, Jeff is ready to put it back up. Here it is. I'm sorry, but I've seen Kawhi Leonard play about 10 times, and if I was an NBA GM, I'd take Chris Singleton over him. And it lives in infamy because of the freezing cold takes guy.
And you know, too, that was back at his ESPN West Palm Day. So you know that was like an A-block topic the next day.
I love that.
ESPN West Palm, Kelly Bidlin, hot takes.
Watch what you write on Twitter. The freezing cold takes guy might seize on it. By the way, freezing cold takes guy says it's his favorite tweet of all time, just because of the I'm sorry part. I'm sorry. All right, so Jeff asked me a question then. Back to college baseball. Ole Miss and Oklahoma. I got the 100-1 ticket on Ole Miss. I think Sweet Lou Finicaro has a ticket on Ole Miss, not as good as my number.
18-1, I believe.
18-1. Jeff asked, am I going to do anything with it? Am I going to hedge? I didn't hedge yesterday. I had a hedging opportunity yesterday. I did not, because DeLucia was going.
Mm-hmm.
Do I do anything? My answer was I'm not doing anything before game one.
I think that's correct. You would not. It would not make sense to do anything until you see what happens in game one. I played Ole Miss for the series price, and I just,
what is the series price?
I had it -120 at Circa yesterday. East Coast was -130.
Slight favorite.
Very slight favorite, and I think that's probably fair.
I do
and
too.
Look, both of these teams are unseeded, and you kind of have to ask yourself, all right, and I've seen the narrative floated out there of like, wow, these Cinderella runs, they're just outperforming everything. Like, this isn't St. Peter's in the NCAA tournament, okay? These, like, Ole Miss was ranked number one in the country for a time. Oklahoma won the Big 12 and got totally screwed and shafted out of a top 16 seed. But if you just look at the season-long numbers and where these teams ought to have been, Oklahoma's clearly outperformed their baseline more than Ole Miss, just on a longer-term basis. And for that reason, and you combine as well the bullpens, and having this off day today is huge for Ole Miss, having to have played a third game yesterday.
Because they spent their ace.
Correct. Yeah. But Ole Miss has they've had the best bullpen this whole time, which is why that was my pick at the start of the World Series here when we were down to eight. So they've got the arms advantage, and Oklahoma has not had to face the type of pitching in a best-of-three series like they will see in Ole Miss throughout this
season. So Ole Miss, in your opinion, not at a disadvantage having had to spend the...
I think that's kind of a lazy narrative that you're going to hear about a lot the next 24 hours. Oh, Oklahoma's got a whole day to rest, but that's not really the thing.
Ben, this is the sound of me hyperventilating.
Remain calm, Bill.
Thank you, Ben. Calm. Ben Wilson, everybody. Vinny and Chrissy, next.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. When you wager on the BetMGM app, sign up with the BetMGM app or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. Ladies and gentlemen, this time of week, every week, we slow jam with right. Vinny Maiolio.
Cue the music.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Remember, if this bookmaking thing doesn't work out or they change their minds at the Hall of Fame, there's always a slow jam show for you.
Might go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Cleveland.
Oh, I didn't introduce you as I normally introduce you now. With the Hall of Famer, Vinny Maiolio, a special guest in studio.
Speaking of Hall of Famers.
With the Hall of Famers, plural, my mishpucha, Chrissy Andrews, here as well. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, good. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Are you guys, well, thank you for coming. Are you guys excited about your induction? Can we start there?
Yeah, I guess
yeah.
so.
Yeah. It's,
what are we, 2-3 weeks away now? What is this?
July 13th, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are they doing it in the middle of the week? Because like a schmuck like me can't get over there in the middle of the week.
That's probably why.
They're like, how do we prevent? It's a very good answer.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's sold out, it's sold in.
Yeah. Brilliant planning on their part, I would say.
Well, congratulations to both of you. Well deserved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, Vinny, can we show this before we get into what
we're
going to
do? Yeah, go ahead. I know Chrissy's got a great story.
Is there a way to zoom in on this? Do we have the ability to do that, guys? No? Yes? No? I don't know if we do. This is a Caesar's Palace laminate. Okay, we can a little closer.
A little bit of zoom.
Little zoom on that. That is a young Vinny Maiolio. So if if you never thought that Vinny would have dark hair or doubted that he did, Vinny with the dark hair. I don't know if we
I've earned every one of these Italian orange streaks.
During the next segment, I will put it in front of my producer camera so everyone can get a better view.
All right. That's what we're going to do. Much better idea.
Parlay. He's the technical.
He's back to the head of the class again.
Technical guru.
Teacher's pet. All right. Chrissy, obviously you're not the regular here on Friday, so people are wondering, hey, why do we get extra Chrissy today?
Oh, I have a good friend of mine who's in the hospital right now, and I want to tell this story because I think it'll put a smile on his face. His name's Steve Astrin. Long time. He worked for me a couple different times as a ticket writer and supervisor in Reno. And we have a funny story about Steve. Steve's known as Flash. Guys that know him, we all call him Flash. Anyway, this is years and years ago, and I was trying to find the exact game. I can't find it. Maybe somebody out there will find it. But there was – let me backtrack a little bit. Every Monday, I would put up the numbers. This is during football season. And I would go out and see my good friend John Falinski, who was running the at John Esquaga's Nugget Sportsbook. And we'd go in, and we'd talk about, you know, if we won, how smart we were, if we – lost, how unlucky we were, you know, one of those typical things. Anyway, this was just one of those disastrous weekends. We got murdered. We had one game, and I'm pretty sure it was a college game because I thought it was a pro, but I couldn't find it, that was a pick'em game, one side favored by one, the other side would be favored by one, and the game came tied. And we all got annihilated on this game. So I'm sitting there with Johnny, and it's a bad week, and we're drinking coffee. And John's going through the report. He's going on this one game. He's looking, and he's MFing. I didn't win one bet on this game. Anybody either had plus one on one side, plus one on the other side. A couple guys had picked. The best I could do was push on them. And he's going through. He's looking. All of a sudden, I see his eyes kind of light up. What? He goes, can you believe this? At Pick'em, I had a guy buy half a point at Pick'em to plus a half, and the guy wins the bet.
Can you believe this? On the buy.
And I swear to God, it sounds incredible, and I look back, and it kind of is. It's like a bad, sitcom. As soon as he says it, our friend Flash walks through Johnny's door. He has the ticket. And he holds it up. Whee! Well, I fall on the floor laughing. Johnny is pissed. And the more I'm laughing and the more pissed Johnny gets, Flash is loving it even more and more and keeps waving this ticket. So finally, Flash leaves. Johnny looks at me and goes, can you believe a 35-year-old man says we?
And that's what he got out of it.
And I've been saying that ever since then because I just thought that was so funny. Whenever we have a big win, or something, wee.
You've texted me that before when something happens.
That's origin of that. So, Flash, I hope that story warms the cockles of your heart. So, God bless you, Flash.
Awesome.
Stay well as long as you can, my friend. And, like I said, hopefully that put a smile on your face. But it's something I'll remember till the day I die. It was just so funny.
I that's awesome. I hope that he heard every word of that.
Yeah, our good friend who Vinny knows too, Robert Kowalski. Flash is working for Robert Kowalski right now up at Baldini's in Reno. And so I talked to Flash the other day. Robert was there, and we talked. We had a good conversation either yesterday or the day before. And anyway, I just wanted Flash to hear that story.
How do you get the nickname Flash, by the way?
Okay, I'll tell you why. So we had another real good friend who has also who has passed away by now, a guy from Pittsburgh. And those two were working together. And, God, I can't even think of his we used to call him the Daily Llama. His name is Dale Crawford. And Flash came in, and he started working. And, me and John, this Flash guy, or the Steve kid, he's pretty good. I think he's going to be a good – and Dale right away, he's a flash in the pan. And ever since then, we just started calling him Flash. And, of course, he's stuck around now for 30-some years. Flash. So he's more than a flash in the
That's
pan.
That's awesome. That's great.
Lightning. Lightning bolt. That's awesome.
Was that the dog, Boss Hogg's dog on the Dukes of Hazzard, also an ironic nickname, Flash?
Oh, is that right?
Hound. Yeah. There's always a story behind Flash. Yeah. Is the book.
Anyway, thank you for allowing me to come on and tell it. That story did not make the first book, but I think it'll be in the next book.
Book number three.
It'll be in book number three.
Book number three.
I expect Parlay to read that one, too. So.
Yes. There'll be a quiz, as you like to say. By the way, still reading. Then one day, every time I do a vacation, I read more.
Do you?
I love it. I give you little notes on it. How much I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we have 3 minutes before the break. But while I have you both,
yes, sir.
So I don't know if you know this, but the NBA draft was yesterday.
Was it?
I'm not asking this with any ulterior motive, but you, and maybe yesterday was the greatest example of it. You want no part of this.
Here is our current philosophy, and I was on last night with Scott and Sean, and I said, I reserve the right to change my mind. But as of this moment, we are not booking anything except sporting events. That includes votes. I'd book the presidential vote if that ever comes up. But rookie of the year, MVP, et cetera, or things like the draft. We're not going to be booking those because those are not sporting events. It's not a game of chance. You can have information on that before the actual event. So we are not booking that at this point in time.
This will apply to the NFL draft as well.
Yes, it will.
You on board with this, young Vinny?
Well, I think, yeah. I'll tell you why. Gil, until it changes, even with the 24-hour rule, which is locking it out 24 hours in advance, there's information out there that is when you're booking something, knowing that somebody knows something already ahead of time, knows the results. That's the biggest challenge.
That's the biggest challenge to it. So I think yesterday was a great example. I mean, we made prices talking about first player taken, right? Jabari Smith was decent favorite, not quite 3-1. I think he was -$3. And so I made him 275. Had Banchero +2.25. And then Holmgren 5. And then everybody else, because really I didn't think there was anybody else to consider. And as it turns out, you know, you saw what happened yesterday. I think there was quite, you know, the run on Banchero, as if, you know, the...
Yeah, I noticed it.
I'm sure you noticed it.
Yeah, yeah.
I noticed, you know, and what I will say is the price of you having some Banchero tickets in your pocket is a pretty significant favorite, and good for you. So
it was a wonderful day. But now, and Chrissy, just to repeat what you said. Mm-hmm. So no MVPs here at the South Point, right. No Rookie of the Year, no Cy Youngs, no nothing like that in baseball even, which you've done for years, right?
I have, yeah. Yeah. That's just going to be our policy at this point in time. Like,
and
I
you
said,
reserve
I
the
reserve
right.
the right to change my mind. But right now, that's what we're going to do.
Okay. All right. South Point and all books created differently. And so you have to make decisions for what you do here.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody, you're entitled to run your business the way you want to do. You know, we do things like, I had a dime line on the Stanley Cup game the other night. We do a dime line in the Super Bowl every year. I do a dime line on the NCAA tournament. So we do a lot of things that I think are very conducive to getting good action from the players, but we do some other things they may not like. That's the way it goes.
Jeff, watch this. Do you object to books who are chestier than you are, who then don't book this kind of stuff?
Chestier. Chestier.
It's like, Chris is looking at me like, don't ask me that question. Coming back, more here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from the South Point Hotel Casino, tip of the strip. Vinny Maliulo, slow jamming. Chrissy Andrews, my mishpoka here as well. Jeff, you've got the Vinny laminate now to show everybody. Close-up of the young Vinny Maiolio. Look at that guy. Oh, my.
About that. And not Vinny Maiolio on this. Vince Maiolio.
Yeah, there's a little that's from 91, right? The hockey game outside at Caesars, September, between the Rangers and the Kings. When the ice... We had to delay the game because the ice was melting.
That happened on the East, in those East Coast arenas all the time.
This was outside.
Outdoor.
What a shock in September that the ice might melt.
Yeah, who would have thought?
So we had to delay the game by, oh my God, it was well over an hour or so. But the other part of that game that was was probably biblical, was the grasshoppers. Remember, you know, every like 10 years we had the grasshopper plague here in town. Remember a couple of years ago there were billions of grasshoppers on Las Vegas Boulevard?
Yeah.
It happened that night in the game. They thought it was like a pond or something, I guess. I don't know, some anthropologist, some bug guy was telling us. So they come on and they fly onto the ice and they die. So you know when there's stoppages now where they shovel the ice, the crew comes out and everything?
Yeah.
You got the Caesars maintenance team out there shoveling dead grasshoppers all over the place.
Jeff was just so amazed that you were young at some point in your life.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe that at one time, you know, that
hair looks so good in this picture.
Yeah, that was
the hair is still very good, but the hair really exquisite there.
Pre-salt and pepper hair.
Exquisite.
Yes.
Wow.
And again, why was it Vince?
Okay, so Vince, so my mother always had an issue when they would quote me in anything. She was like, I didn't name you Vinny. Your name is Vincent. And I was like, Mom. She calls the public relations department at Caesars.
That's my mother,
Debbie Munch. God bless her. And she says, his name is Vincent.
She got through them.
She calls the PR department. His name is Vincent.
Every time.
I get this. So I go for my credentials, and I get my credentials. I'm like, what? It said Vince. So I had a compromise. I couldn't go Vinny. I couldn't go Vince. I said, put down. So Debbie says, well, how about Vince? Okay, Debbie. I'm like, my mother calls the public relations department to say what's on my birth certificate.
That's awesome. Good Italian mother. We got called years ago. I had a music video show after Arsenio in D.C. This is years ago. And Nielsen called our house randomly. So, you know, if we do ratings, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, if Nielsen calls, you can jack up the ratings and stuff. And my mother, you know, they're like, oh, do you have anybody in your family that's part of the media? And, of course, my mother immediately launches into, oh, yes, my son Gilly has a show. And they're like, click. They click on my mom. Like, there you go. Jeff had a great follow-up question for you about the whole thing, your new policy here.
Yeah. Yes. Forget the draft stuff, because completely understand that. On the awards part of that, especially booking it preseason wise when we have no action and people are just betting on speculative stuff anyway, how is that in the same category as draft betting then?
That is within the I reserve the right to change my mind.
That's fair.
And I think that's a really fair point, and I may reconsider that, certainly for the NFL. So that I think that's a fair point, and I may do it for that.
The Jeff Parlay factor.
Go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I've made an impact.
There you go.
Yeah.
You said exquisite, and then this. Kiniella.
He's having a hell of a show.
He's on a roll. I thought you were on a roll. Man. Jeff Parlay's sweeping you away.
He's having a great segment. This is a solid segment. Let me follow up on that. The handle on those things, not significant enough for you to, you know, I'm sure that's a factor in this, right? Let me just put it that way. So, you're like having Eddie, when Arsenio had Eddie Murphy on, he would like friends, they'll ask him a question. Eddie Murphy would go, yes. And then he would have to fill the rest of the segment. But you've made that assessment. That's part of it.
Well, okay, the handle's one part of the assessment. How about the win and loss?
Yeah.
You know, we don't win often on those things. And, you know, probably, again, a mea culpa on my part. I leave those up too long. That's why I think Jeff makes a really good point. And, you know, we'll see. I'll talk about maybe putting up the MVP for the NFL once teams get to camp, which is only a couple weeks away. You know, I think that may be something that I do. You know, and again, that's part of my reserve the right to change my mind. I think that is a good point. Right now I'm not doing it, but let's see how it goes.
Does this apply to Super Bowl MVP?
That's a ways away.
That's a Jeff Parlay question.
That's a ways away.
I just took the lead on Parlay this segment with that one.
Wow.
It's nose and nose. Guys, much firm than Allie
Darn. You guys
here.
Are pick'em.
Because Super Bowl MVP is a juggernaut.
Because the voting's
right?
in like 3 seconds, you know what I mean? At the end of the,
right.
you know, the 2-minute warning, they vote on the MVP.
By the way, I don't think we make enough of that point right there. I've said that every year, but not enough of it, which is Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
And we've seen this. Who was the kid? Was it Damian Williams? Who was the kid with the Chiefs that everybody thought was going to win the award?
Oh, Damian Williams. Yeah. Absolutely should have been the MVP of that game.
But they vote on the Super Bowl MVP in such a tight window that you just can't help but think that the voters are just like, Mahomes.
Yeah. How about Aaron Donald last year? Made two big plays on that final drive. You know, probably should have been the MVP instead of Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Don't. Please don't. Too soon. I had Aaron Donald. That drove me crazy.
Oops. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so. It's.
How's college baseball been going for you guys? Did you guys have futures or just game to game?
No, day-to-day? We had futures.
You did have futures. From before the regionals or just before the World Series?
I think both.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I never saw that here.
Yeah.
You never saw it.
That's my fault.
Counter's right over there, Gil.
Yeah. I know. Is it really? I never turned that direction.
That's why we put the studio here, Gil.
I never turned that direction.
You know, we went to Michael Gaughan and said, listen, who needs those 50 slot machines? Just, you know.
So
who did you want? You have Mississippi, right?
I got Ole Miss.
Okay.
They're the favorite now.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Oh. But you got them at
it's like having the Astros with a 300
to
lead.
1.
It's a great price. I mean,
listen, I never thought late June would be the greatest stretch ever, but it could be.
Like I said, you're picking up the next dinner check.
Yes, I think I am. No, Super Bowl MVP is the interesting one, right? Because that's the one that I think that'll be your Waterloo on this, I think. Well, you'll just be like, okay, I got to put that up.
Yeah, and like I said, this is our policy for right now.
Mm-hmm. What was it about? Was it yesterday that finally? Was so egregious that it drove it home. That was the final nail.
The NFL draft.
Oh, it was.
It was an accumulation of multiple drafts where I was getting beat on things where people knew before I did. You know, and like I said, you bet. It's not. And like I said, I made a joke about the Yankees and Astros game. You know, okay, you have. Astros were up 3 runs late. I mean, it looks like a cinch. But then, Yankees pull it out, because it's a game of chance. It's a game being played on the field. These are not games being played on the field. Somebody can know something, that has no chance element to it. And that's my feeling on that. But I do like Jeff's point. He did make a good point. Maybe put that's up the MVP and close it after week one, something like that for the NFL. Or the NFL Super Bowl, because you're going to close betting as soon as they kick off. Something like that. So that's understandable.
Gil, you want balanced action, which doesn't happen, right? But maybe, 90% of events are but you at least want two-way action, when there's very little to none in the drafts at all.
No, my point is it's not a game of chance.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Like I said, I know I was joking about it at the end of the last segment, but this is what I used to say back in the old William Hill model, right? Not since new management has taken over. Since new management has taken over, I can't say enough good things. But I used to say back in the day when bettors used to complain about them, I'd be like, hey, look, that's their business model. At some point, you have to just say to yourself as a bettor, I get it, that's their business model. I can't keep complaining about it or acting like they're at fault if that's their business model. You could object to it, but they're telling you what it is time and time again. And if you're getting banned, that's also like you're irrationally wearing that as a badge of honor because the object is to keep as many outs as possible, right? So I get it. Like, that's the thing. I just object to people who say one thing and then behave another way. When you openly get chesty about your brand and then don't follow through on that, you can understand why bettors would
absolutely.
Look.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You want to be consistent. I mean, you're looking for consistency, right?
I've
transparency,
come on
right?
Yeah, so. Excuse me, Vinny. I didn't interrupt you. I've come on here, and I've been very honest with things, some things we do. And I know I get guys all the time complain because, we don't take as much on the app. That's what Michael Gaughan wants. What could I tell you? He's the boss. And we are not hiding that. But you come in and, Jimmy posts some of those tickets, $100,000 tickets. I never once, and I mean, I've been here, this is over 6 years, never once heard from Michael, from taking a bet at the counter. Geez, that's a big bet. Are you sure you want to take that much? I've never heard that once.
Not once.
So if you want to come in and make, my luck, Jeff Bezos will walk in and want a billion on the Dodger game tonight. But
he's like, how much can I get on the app?
So, I mean, if you're betting on the app, your limits are going to be low. But you come into the counter, that's what Michael Gaughan wants. By the way, You know what Michael Gaughan's bankroll looks like? It's pretty good. The guy's made a lot of good decisions in his life.
Yeah.
This is his decision. This is what he wants. This is what we do.
Thank you to you both for all the honesty and the transparency, and thank you for that story earlier.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for letting me tell it.
Vinny Maliulo, Chrissy Andrews, Lombardi Line Network.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters. Every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.